The $8 million new facility will include a residential building, space for day treatment, a group dining area, and a meditation room. Dr. Stanley says the facility will help Avera provide more comprehensive care for those suffering from addiction. Part of that approach includes recognizing and treating what practitioners call co-occurring disorders.
The idea is that you have a mental health illness such as depression, but you also have a problem with chemical dependency such as an alcohol addiction.
Dr. Stanley says up to 80% of patients have co-occurring disorders. He also says it's important to treat both at the same time rather than waiting for a patient to stay sober before treating an underlying issue. He emphasizes that addiction is a chronic medical disease, but there's no single path to recovery. He's glad the new facility will approach treatment with a holistic focus on mind, body, and spirit.
And I think in turn that will give people that have dealt with guilt and shame and fear about seeking treatment, I think it will give them, I hope it will give them a greater strength, a greater opportunity to seek care now that they may have been avoiding.
Construction on the Avera Addiction Center is set to begin this summer, and the facility is expected to open in mid-2019. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.